The mission of the Academy of Music is to enrich Greater Northampton's quality of life by offering first-class performance arts and film presentations in an historic theater of national significance and encouraging the use of the venue for social, educational, and professional events. The Academy of Music kicks off their 2017-2018 season with the New England premiere of Building the Wall, the newest play by Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning playwright Robert Schenken. It's the very near future, and the Trump administration has carried out his campaign promises to round up and detain millions of immigrants. Here to talk about the show and the season, we welcome Deborah J. Anthony, Executive and Artistic Director of the Academy of Music. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. And Sheila Siragusa is director of Building the Wall. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So let us go first to you as far as the season as a whole, Deborah, of what you look for. I mean, I talked a little bit about it in the introduction, but of how you build a season.
Well, this is our seventh season series, seventh year of building a season. And what we typically look for are shows that are, well, let's say we have longstanding relationships with resident companies, partners, and returning promoters who enrich our audience with a selection of musical and dance choices. So we have everything from opera to rock and roll and hip-hop to ballet within our offerings from our resident companies, partners, and promoters. So what we try to do is we try to balance out our programming. So we have diverse programming, and so we round it out with theater and spoken word. Typically, our choices lean towards new work. This year, we've selected three new works. Building the Wall is our first production on stage, followed by Albatross by a company out in Boston, the Poets Theater out in Boston. And then later in the season, Einstein by Jack Fry, a sellout performance at the New York Fringe.
So let's talk specifically about the first production and talk about Building the Wall. And before we go over to Sheila to describe this play in some detail, what drew you to it and wanting to present it as far as really the kickoff of the season?
Yeah. I'm usually looking at choices for the following season about a year and a half out, and plays come across my desk either through email from the dramatists or playwrights themselves will send me teasers. And I received an email from Robert Schenken alerting theater managers and artistic directors about his new play. This was in January. He wrote the play in October of 2016, and by January he was out pitching for it to be produced very, very quickly. There were several theaters that had picked it up and shuffled their programming around that play this past spring. We were unable to move that quickly, so
sure.
Yeah. So then I decided to bring it in this fall. It is it's an interesting piece. It will challenge the audience and give them a different perspective on the political climate right now, to understand how people make different decisions when challenged on their values.
Sheila Siragusa is directing this production. Sheila, tell us a little bit about the play and ultimately the messages there.
Schenken has given us a real-time conversation between these two characters. It's just two characters. One of them is a male, white, Trump-supporting prisoner who's just committed this atrocity against American immigrants.
Okay.
And a female, very privileged, Ivy League, African-American history professor who wants to come and discuss what's happened with him to find out his perspective about how it occurred, how the atrocities occurred. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's a really heated conversation. And Schenken's done a brilliant thing in that he is allowing us to be present in a conversation that's so polarized, maximally polarized, really, with these characters, in a way that we really don't get to do that anymore, whether it be because we're not exposed to people that have that kind of a polarized point of view, or because it's family and we don't want to lose relationships. And it's wonderful. We get to sit in this conversation and really consider both sides of the play, both sides of the argument.
Deborah was talking about how many venues perform this in the spring. Do you know what the reaction has been in some of the conversations? I mean, many of us thought that, maybe in the fall we wouldn't be talking about this anymore, but here we are. So, yeah. I mean, that tells us something right there, doesn't it?
It's interesting the response that the play has had. And we were talking about, you know, arts in general. It's so interesting that we're doing this so presently. Usually there's a little bit of a distance.
Sure.
And people have been talking a lot about the response to something that's happening so currently. In New York, it had a short run, and in LA and DC and on some other cities, it's still running, and it had extended runs. So I think people have had different responses to it. But as time goes on, this short period of time progresses, I think that people are getting more familiar about how to deal with these things that are happening artistically, creatively, and whether or not we can. So presently,
in the sense, it isn't preaching a particular viewpoint, and yet it is a discussion that I assume would be how do I put this nicely that will be easily absorbed by a blue state.
Yeah, that's true.
You're doing it in Northampton,
yeah,
for God's sake.
In Northampton,
it's
going to
go well, right?
Yes. And we were just talking about, you know, why don't we think this is just preaching to the choir?
Yeah.
But it's pretty important, I think, for us to have to even be in discourse about how we have openness, what the nature of that openness is. Is it simply sitting with total compassion about an opposing argument when that argument goes into the level of harm of other people? Do we then, how do we view compassion? How does that occur then? So,
just that whole notion of how we view compassion seems to be something that all of us could use perhaps a course in.
Certainly. And the three of us in rehearsal, really, it's really true. And in rehearsal, the three of us, the two actors and myself, and the stage manager too, we continually find ourselves battling our preconceptions and our decisions about people that think particular things on both sides. So it's a really good exercise.
So the play will be running for how long, Deborah?
We'll be running for 4 days, three evening performances, September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and a matinee on the 24th of September.
So a good run, good opportunity for people to see the performance. And then you just get started, and then you go through.
And then we get started. that is the beginning. We have Albatross coming in October. That is a new work. It's an adaptation of The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. It's a one-man play with Ben Evett from the Poets Theater, which I got to see at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year.
Cool.
It's a quite powerful piece. Then that's followed by the National Geographic Live with Steve Winter and his Big Cats on October 21st. Einstein by Jack Fry, which is an interesting piece. I was unable to get tickets at the New York Fringe. It was quite popular. It's based on a release, actually a find of new documents on Einstein and what he went through to write his theory of relativity. The political climate, his personal challenges that he had at that time, all while writing this impactful theory. Then we're bringing in a classic, our Annie Jr. We've had 6 years running of youth theater production, so our cast members have not had the opportunity to participate with Annie Jr., so that's in March 8th and 9th. And lastly, the Moth main stage. This is be their third visit to our stage, and always quite popular.
Yes, absolutely. One of our most popular shows, and I'm sure for you as well. I want to go back to Einstein for a second, because I think it's really cool that you couldn't get tickets for The Fringe, so then you just book it in your own theater.
Yes.
That's like, isn't that, that's a great move. I like that. Yeah.
Makes you want to be an artistic director.
Right. Yeah, like, screw you. I'll book it in my own theater.
That's one way that I choose.
I like it. I like how you think. All right. It's all going on at the Academy of Music. You can find out more by going to their website. It's AOM, which stands for Academy of Music, AOMtheater.com. Theater spelled the correct way, T-R-E, AOMtheater.com. And you can find out more information about the entire season. Don't forget Building the Wall, performance dates the 21st through the 24th, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, all at 7:30, and then on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And again, you can find out more information by going to AOMtheater.com. My thanks to both Deborah and Sheila. Have a beautiful performance of this production and a great season ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.